Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
I think some people are a bit kind of confused and bemused about the fact that six people can meet up in a restaurant, but that people can't actually go outside their family bubbles until the 18th. One texter saying, did I hear that six people from different homes can meet up in a restaurant and I can't go to a nearby county to meet my partner that I've not seen for 2 months? And yes, texter, you did hear that right. Bernie says, I can't let my daughter into my house, but I can meet her in a restaurant. No, I won't be doing that. I've decided to let my daughter into my home and not go to restaurants for December. Regards, Bernie. I think, Bernie, the rationale there is that your home, and this is no comment on your home, but it's an unregulated environment and that apparently you'd be better off in a regulated restaurant. Someone else, an email from Mary making the point that, Brendan, can you please put out there the importance of ventilation both in hospitality and homes in helping stop transmission of the virus from air in hot stuffy rooms, which is the Irish winter, setting windows and doors open. I think we're all starting to get that message. Ventilation is being mentioned a lot now at this stage. There are people also texting, an emailer there, disappointed about amateur sports matches can't resume. He's saying coaches and players are massively deflated at the prospect of no matches for at least a month, probably much longer, given the likelihood of another lockdown in January. You see, that is the question as well. Is this a recipe for another lockdown in January, or are we banking on that there's viruses rolling out in January? I see Brian McCraw, who is in charge of the virus rollout here, saying that end of December, start of January, we could have vaccines here by the end of the month or early January. And another texter saying, what about theatres and concert halls? So you will have noticed cinemas are open, but theatre and concert halls are not. One of the most controlled environments by a professional sector, performing arts sector, left out in the cold again, says this texter. We all need the arts now more than ever to heal and salve. Children and young people won't be going to gastro pubs and restaurants. That's from Aisling in Galway. Mary O'Rourke, good morning.
Brendan.
Are you feeling hopeful today, Mary?
Yes, I am. Very hopeful. I've been listening to all of the people to whom you've been speaking, and many of them are hopeful too. I liked the lady who's the proprietor of Hugo's. She's full of resilience and get up and go, and she is going to do it. Yes, I think the papers in general are hopeful. And I noted last night, it was kind of interesting, Brendan, when the Taoiseach was speaking, not at the press conference now, when he gave his own delivery, he said, and January is coming and we're going to have the vaccine. And then he said, and the days are getting longer. Now, that's a real rural comment and a wonderful one, because people outside of Dublin, shall I say, look always at the weather, the longer days, the better days, the brighter days. So, yes, I am hopeful, even though among your contributors this morning, there was quite a lot of incipient, doom-laden kind of talk.
Mary, I think it was coming from Neffet rather than from the contributors.
Yes, yes, exactly. Perhaps you're right, from what Neffet had said. And I was imbued early on in all of this with a kind of a hero worship of Neffet, and that has gone down a lot.
Has it? Why?
Well, because I think they're purely and always from a health point of view. Now, that is correct. We are all about the health.
Our health is our wealth, Mary.
Our own health.
Our health is our wealth.
Yes, well, whatever. But we are all more imbued about that. But they never seem to see any bit of light. You know, it's all darkish. Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, look, their job, I suppose, is to manage
the response
to a global pandemic.
And never did I think there were so many professors of medicine in Ireland. My goodness, every single programme has new people that we didn't hear of before, and they're all very learned and very good and different temperaments. I'm interested in all of that. Some are definitely cheerful, some are not. Some are prosaically practical in telling us what lies ahead. So it's all there. But despite all of that, I am hopeful today.
Well, Mary, we should bring you in every week and you could give me a summing up of what you think of the, you could be like the two guys in the box on the Muppet Show, kind of a commentary. What you thought of the show so far, how the papers were that day, what contributors you liked and didn't, and then maybe going broader, all the what you think of the various doctors on the airwaves and everything. So listen, we spoke to you a bit during the earlier lockdown, and how did you find this lockdown? Was it hard?
No, not as hard as the first, oddly enough. Though the first had beautiful weather, if you remember, April, May. You could sit out your back and you could talk to yourself out loud. You could say poetry. You could look at the birds, listen to them, all of that. But you couldn't go out, Brendan, your front door. Mm. You couldn't walk to your car, put in the key and go even downtown. You couldn't. We were actually prisoners in our own homes. I thought, looking back on that, I found that just awful. I think I'm much more, from the beginning of this lockdown, I was in better form.
Were we not supposed to stay at home during this lockdown as well, apart from like exercise and essential reasons?
You could go for essential reason into your car. And even for no essential reason, I would get into the car and drive out a bit and look at the lake, look at the River Shannon. I loved looking at the water. It gave me a kind of a serenity, I suppose, that I didn't have had. And you can do that within your 5 kilometres. You can get into the car. You can drive down the town. You might see someone you know and give them a wave and they'd wave back. You saw life. You didn't see life the first time.
Okay, so you felt less grim this time.
Less grim.
But I know that the centre of your world really is your grandchildren, isn't it? Have you seen them?
No, well, I have. No, not since this
You have to remember there to say you hadn't seen them. Is it something you want to tell us?
I've seen them in the garden.
Okay.
You know, waving in at me, I have. But since the lockdown came, no. I've seen Angus a lot, my son, in Athlone. And he kind of calls daily a sort of a caregiver and a cheerful giver. But he's great. I haven't seen at all my son in Dublin, because you can't leave your own county. That's Fargal. But he rings me a lot, and he's a lovely wife. And so I'm very lucky, actually. I've 2 lovely daughters-in-law. I mean, I've a small family, 2 sons, but I've 2 sweethearts of daughters-in-law. And they're another sort of line of comfort to me. They call on the phone and we talk about things and, you know, all that.
Yeah, you're very lucky. So what are your plans now around Christmas? Will you be going out to restaurants? Will you be going to gastropubs, or how are you going to play it?
Well, I certainly don't think I'll be going to gastropubs. I hope...
Don't you? You have your friends, that couple that you go out.
I go out with. Yes, you're right. How well you remember. I didn't hear yet from them as to will we plan? Will we plan one outing to a very nice restaurant that we go to? But for Christmas Day, I'm going to my son in Athlone with his wife and 4 gorgeous children. So we're going to have a nice day together. That's a family day, and I don't care what the bodings, bad bodings or ill bodings are about January, I'm going to enjoy that day.
And will you be hugging and kissing on the day?
Oh, no, we won't be. No, we all know that. And I smiled. Somebody said, an earlier contributor to your programme, about ventilation, how right they are. We're only waking up to that now, Brendan. When I get up in the morning and get dressed, I open my bedroom window immediately now. Even the last few days were quite frosty and cold. I open the bedroom window and I let the fresh air in. And I think that's marvelous. When I go out on my little drive to look at the River Shannon or Lochree, I get out of the car, stand at the car and breathe in the fresh air that's going all around us, because the virus hates the fresh air.
Yeah, absolutely. God, didn't we take fresh air for granted for so long?
Listen,
given that you're in reviewing mode and you've reviewed this show and you've reviewed the papers and everything, did you watch the Late Late Toy Show last night? Would you give us a review?
I did. And do you know what I loved? I loved the toy show. I think, how is Ryan Tubridy going to get up today? I mean,
he had to work last night, didn't he? Without an audience there, like, what a trooper.
And you know what was lovely? The lead into it. Do you remember there was kind of a wonderful concert of lead in, all singing and dancing? It was all a wonderful night. It really was. And hard on the heels of the good news, cheerful news, hopeful news about what lies ahead. I thought that last night was a great start to it all, but I don't know. I just don't know how Ryan Tuberty is going to get to grips with himself for today and for the day. He was on a high.
Mary, we're all on a bit of a high now today, so we'll forgive ourselves that. Listen, before you go, very important question. Did you manage to get a hair appointment? Are you in need of a haircut?
Did I? What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And even 3 or 4 weeks back, when we were about 2 weeks in, I rang my hairdresser and she said, oh, yeah, I'm sure you'd. My first day back is already fully booked, she said. This was weeks ago. So I booked. I'm going next Wednesday at 4 p.m. And I will be glossy and I will be trimmed and I will be hopeful for all that lies ahead.
OK, Mary O'Rourke, always fantastic to talk to you. Have a great Christmas. We'll take a break.
You too, Brendan, indeed. Bye, bye, bye.
Text 51551. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.